This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on The Real Side. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And seriously, I really do want you involved. I don't care whether we agree or don't agree. I want you involved. If you don't want to be involved, I don't know what to tell you. So, I'm so tired of hearing about, you know, have a little website, therealside.com. I want you to buy one of the shirts. Hashtag stand. Okay, and what it means, in case you can't figure it out on your own, I want you to stand for America. The shirts are hashtag stand for America, hashtag stand to make America great, right? Hashtag stand against the resistance. Because the resistance isn't that at all. It's nothing but people who want to start a civil war. That's all it is. And it's wrong. So we're hearing about all this hate, all this hypocrisy, hate and bigotry and racism that Donald Trump has towards everybody. Right? I mean, he hates black people. We know that now, don't we? Well, here's the problem with that. Apparently, many, 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 many African-American or black leaders were not aware of that. I guess they didn't know the real Trump. Let's hear what Jesse Jackson had to say in his own words about the Donald.
Donald Trump, for being with us tonight, we need your building skills, your gusto, your rent package for people on Wall Street who represent.
Is he Italian? He keeps saying Yoa. I mean, the guys I grew up with are saying, hey, yo, over here. You understand?
That diversity. And we thank you for coming tonight. Let's give Donald Trump a big hand.
Okay, that's Jesse Jackson giving Donald Trump accolades and telling him what a great guy he is. Oh, no, but it doesn't stop there. Take a listen. Now, this ready for this one? This was the Rainbow Coalition. They hosted a 3-day forum on Wall Street on how to help grow minority businesses, on how to create and bring in more black executives into corporations. For a guy who's supposed to hate black people, he's got it all confused. Can somebody send Trump a memo and let him know this is not how it works?
I now want to bring forth a friend who has, he is deceptive in that his social style is of such. One can miss his seriousness and his commitment, for the success is beyond argument. When we opened this Wall Street project and we talked about it, he gave us space at 40 Wall Street, which was to make a statement about our having a presence there. And
our being the black community having a presence in one of the most prestigious buildings, the prestigious places to be in New York. He gave it to them.
Beyond that, in terms of reaching out and being inclusive, he's done that too. And created for many people.
It can't be Donald. He reaches out and he's inclusive? How does that happen? That's not, this guy's lying.
Wouldn't be fun. A comfort zone when I ran for the presidency in 84 and 88. And many others thought it was either laughable or something to avoid. He came to our business meeting here in New York because he has this sense of the curious and a will to risk to make things better. And so aside from all of his style.
So we're clear, if you're just tuning in, this is Reverend Jesse Jackson over the years from the Rainbow Coalition, you know, the one that he used to finance his mistress and his other baby, but that's a story for another day. But the right reverend, the minister of the gospel, Mr. Jesse Jackson, talking about the commitment and the wonderful things that Donald Trump has done for the black community. Now, you can't have it five different ways. Either he was a lying piece of work because he wanted Donald's money, he wanted Donald's help, and you may call him whatever for that, or Donald was a great man who wanted to help the black community, who wanted to help people less fortunate. Got to make up your mind.
And his pizzazz, he's a serious person who's an effective builder of building for the builder of people. Last year, he was a part of our workshop, of our panel workshop on what are the challenges and opportunities. And so this, a year later, Donald Trump, for a few minutes, challenges and opportunities to embrace the underserved communities. Donald Trump.
I will tell you, a large percentage of the people, and especially in construction, that are building these great jobs are black and minorities, and I'm very proud of it. We have close to 25%, and I think the number's going up, and they do a great job. There are no better builders than we have in New York, and a big percentage of that is black and minority folks. So
I'm sorry, I must have missed something there. Did he say, I can't stand these people, that they don't build these buildings well, they don't... I know some of this is mundane, but I play this because I want you to hear it. I want it in your head. I want you to be able to respond to the people and say, man, we have a problem here. Because if he is such a racist, he wouldn't be able to hold it. I'm going to see your host, listen to the Real Side of GCN Live, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on back. We got a lot more after the break. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back. I'm your host, Joe Pacino. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I get into the what you guys are sending me. I start reading them and then get lost. I'm sorry. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I want to beat home in this last hour. I want to beat home the racism, all the racist garbage that's being pushed out there just to make Trump and anybody who supports him look bad. Because that's what it is. There's no reality. There's no basis of reality. I just played you clips from Carter, Jimmy Carter, right? What he stood for. One of the biggest racists of the party. Okay, Jesse Jackson. giving Trump all kinds of kudos for what he's done for the black community in the past. Right? I mean, really what he did. He's not a community organizer. Actually helped them get jobs. That's such a terrible thing, isn't it? Terrible, terrible. We don't want to help them that much. I don't know if some of you remember who Hugo Black was. But here's a moment in history that I am positive that they would love to forget about. But you can't. You see, you have to own it when it's yours. And they own this one, too.
Now, as a public service to the human race, great moments in Democrat racist history. Today's subject is a white guy named Black. Hugo Black was a man who hated black people. And he didn't just hate them. Hugo Black was a member of the KKK in Alabama in the 1920s. He was a lawyer and became famous for defending Klansmen in court for murdering black people. In one famous case, a Klansman named Stevenson had allegedly murdered a white Catholic priest in Birmingham who was there to help black people. And Hugo Black defended Stevenson, stacking the jury with KKK members. Black was seen to make Klan gestures to the jury during the trial, and his client was found not guilty. Hugo Black used this case as part of his campaign for the Senate in 1926, calling for KKK votes and running as a Democrat. While serving in the Senate, Hugo Black filibustered against an anti-lynching law. Want more, my infidel friends? In the 1940s, KKK member Hugo Black was appointed to the Supreme Court of the United States of America by FDR, a president who famously said on many occasions he would never, ever, ever have his photograph taken with a black man. Like they say on that network, the more you know. Tune in. Great moments in Democrat racist history.
How quickly they forget. Right? This I just gave you two tonight. This goes on and on and on and on and on. Right? I mean, it is so bad. And it's almost like they can't remember the... Oh, well, they don't want to remember. Not that they can't remember. They don't want to remember they said it. You know, back when they were back in the 80s and 90s, when Trump was their god to a degree, when he was helping them out, I don't know, were they sold out? Again, I ask you, were they lying? At an event where Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and Don King were, you know, the crazy hair guy? Don King, the Don, he said that the relationship worked, King says, because Sharpton and Trump shared core values among them. Commitment to the rights of women and minorities. I'm sorry, that can't be right. Just ask him today. Sharpton will tell you he can't stand women and minorities. He's a terrible, nasty man. They gave Trump, in 1986, they gave Trump the Ellis Island Medal of Honor. Actually, both him and Rosa Parks. It says that the award was given. This is the funny thing. Unless he bought it, which is pretty sad for the presenters, don't you think? Unless he bought it, the article says that the award represents individuals who have made it their mission to share with those less fortunate their wealth of knowledge, indomitable courage, boundless compassion, unique talents, and selfless generosity. All while maintaining traditions of their ethnic heritage, they uphold the idea of the spirit of America. Donald was one of 80 chosen to receive the award. Guess who was standing next to him, who also got the award the same year, same time? Muhammad Ali. Come on, think about that. Jesse Jackson invited him to that Rainbow Coalition dinner, gave him the award, talked about how great he was. All this really changed when Donald decided to run for president. Not so much when he decided to run, but you saw it really start to heat up. when they thought he even had a chance. Right? They forget a whole bunch of stuff about Donald Trump. You know, remember when that racist Donald Trump took care of Jennifer Hudson when she went through her horrific family tragedy? You know, right back in 2008 when Hudson's mom and brother were found murdered and her nephew was missing? Right? So Trump allowed the family members to take refuge at one of his hotels. Trump told the people publicly, hey, they're safe. She's a great girl. We're protecting them. Making sure they have what they need. Yeah, sounds like a real racist guy to me, doesn't it? And a lot of these things that he's done in the past, you don't even know about. They've never really been put out there. They actually got put out there once he started running for president, and we saw this negativity coming at him. Others were digging up the positive stuff and putting it out there as well. Everybody forgets about the homeless black woman living in the Trump Tower. Right? She was there illegally, though, when she was discovered by police. Right, Trump allowed this woman to stay at the Trump Tower for 8 years. He provided 3 meals a day for her, and flowers were sent to her residence once a week. Yeah, sounds like a... Eh, doesn't sound like a nice guy, does he? He is. Donald Trump, this woman came out, and she said that Donald Trump's not a bad guy at all. If it wasn't for him, I'd be dead or still living in the street. I asked him, how am I going to pay him back for all of this? You know what he told me? He said, you pay me back when you get it. She said, I'll never get it. She said, he's a wonderful man. I mean, think about this. He's always had a heart for people. Whether you want to admit it or not, it really doesn't. You know, you can ignore the obvious. And all these things were done long before he ran for president, long before he talked about running for president, long before any of this stuff. So it's not like he was ramping up. And over the last 2 or 3 years, he decided to ramp it up and make sure that he had enough notches in his belt to make it sound good. I'm Joe Senior Host. Listen to The Real Side. Yes, this is getting tiresome, but I'm not quitting. I'm Joe Senior Host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, please, please be part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely. The smarter people than I in the chat room, the smarter people than I in the Facebook feed, they know more about what's going on than I do. You know, Pacific Justice was just named as, a hate group, I guess, because of the services they offer. Because they outspokenly protect schools or school districts and others in some of these states where they have the transgender bathroom bills. So that makes them a hate group. But if you guys don't start paying attention to this stuff, if you guys don't start moving on this stuff, you're going to find out that a lot of your rights are going to be gone in a heartbeat. And they can call you hateful all they want to. It's wrong. It's a way that they bully you. The same people who say that they hate bullying have no problem using bullying tactics to get you to back down. Don't do it. Don't get violent, but don't back down either. Take a listen.
It's time for The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
As Christians, we are called to be vigilant and to stand by our beliefs. Well, PGI is committed to defending these rights and beliefs. As a nonprofit legal defense organization with a network of affiliate attorneys across the nation, we will fight for and defend your religious freedoms, parents' rights, and other civil liberties, all without charge. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more, log on at pacificjustice.org.
You got to check out Pacific Justice. You know, they've been a friend of the show for a long time. I got to get Brad back on. I'm one of those guys that, you know, I get locked into somebody I want, and I don't want anybody else. So when he's too busy, I just don't ask for anybody else. I just want him. Anyway, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, again, I've been talking all night, well, most of the night anyway, about how racist Donald Trump is. You know, they want to keep pushing the narrative. You notice those stations that push him as being just terrible and a nasty man? None of his positive stuff, right? None of the stuff that he's done in the past for the black community and others. We're just talking about the black community because that's where everybody's hanging on. Not a word. Why do you think that is? Why would they do that? Shouldn't they give him the credit that's due him? If he really did take care of, you know, the black community. And not just the black community, what he's done for, you know, seniors and other people, too. Why would we not want to give him the credit? Why shouldn't they give him the credit? You know, it would make the rest of what they're talking about, it would give them, I know it sounds weird, but it would give them more credibility, right? I mean, if they're willing to show that they're willing to praise and get on his case, call him out when he's wrong, but give him praise when he's right. Now, wouldn't that be a whole different way of approaching this, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, the time that you're involved in the conversation. Let's see, I got a non-racist. Can we do a non-racist story? You think you guys would be okay with that? You better be, because I'm going to do it anyway. Those nuts up there in Seattle. Now, the show airs up in that area, but sorry, guys. There's still some whacks up there. You know, they did this bike program. Remember that? You know, the program where you can leave bikes anywhere in Seattle and because they want you to save, what is it, the gas and the ozone and the atmosphere and everything else, right? What is it? Do you have to get a separate bike to ride naked? Because, you know, they allow...
It's not Seattle, but Oregon.
Oh, Oregon. Now, they're all kind of... All right, I'll move on. This new pilot program leaves bikes all over Seattle. I guess nobody explained the rules because the bikes are being left everywhere. On sidewalks, at parks, all over the place. And the bikes are bright green and like a lime green and a bright, weird colored orange. They're part of the, you know, and they're asking people, have you seen these bikes around? Do you know what they're for? Because I'm sure the city did a great job letting people know why they were out there, what they were supposed to be doing. The two private companies, Lime Bike and Spin, are permitted by the city to operate. Neither company relies on docking stations or, you know, for the bikes, how you put them into things, which is why you'll find these bikes scattered all over the city. One person said, I like the idea that people can rent a bike for a cheap price to get around town. I think it's going to be a problem, though, if the company doesn't pick up the people's bikes off the people's lawns, if they're just sitting around on the sidewalk and not redistributed. See, the whole idea. I mean, this has got to be funny. The whole idea is that people would be honest enough to put the bikes back where they belonged. You know, you live three blocks from the main drag where the bike is supposed to be put. Right? And then walk to your home from there. Well, God forbid, we don't want to do that. We'll ride a bike all the way to the house and put it on the front lawn. We'll let them come pick it up later. On Spin's website, it advises users to park a Spin anywhere. And if you were, and if it, park it anywhere as if it were your own bike. Well, okay, front porch, backyard, in the garage. Lime Bike advises users to park the Lime Bike by a bike rack or a designated area. You can find those on its website. Bikes have been left on sidewalks at parks in Seattle, but some have been left in more obscure places. There's pictures of these. Did you see the article? There's pictures of the bikes that were thrown over an overpass. Not one, not two, but three of them I can see in the picture. It's like personal responsibility. Don't throw your trash in other people's yards, said Jason DePlante. Both companies plan to expand beyond 1,000 bikes. I wonder if they're being subsidized by the city. Right? They each have 1,000 on the street now. Spin says his goal is to have 10,000 bikes throughout Seattle neighborhoods. Seattle Department of Transportation says it may add a third bike share company. There's been over a dozen companies expressing interest. Now, when you look at the bikes, you can see this area is obviously for advertisement. So they're probably getting advertisers to pay for it. But when you have this happening, when you see these things, right? And it's, and the bikes are beaten up, broken up. There's no way. The cheap rate is like $1 a day or something like that. Or $1 each way. Which is kind of weird. Why would you ride your bike like 10 miles? Or ride a bike 10 miles for $1? We could probably get in a bus for $1 and go 20, 30 miles, right? How do they pay for the bikes? That's what I was saying a little while ago. It doesn't say. I wonder if they're subsidized by the government. There's no way they could pay for those bikes, have them left all over the place, and not really care. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I think you heard this yesterday. Senator Rubio. He came out and he blasted moral equivalency. He wants to make sure there's no confusion. Nobody has to think about what he's going to say and what he means. Many senators, congressmen, the governors, and other elected officials have stood up and voiced the clarity so many Americans wanted to hear since the deadly racial riot in Charlottesville. It's been a proud moment for a conservative registered Republican like myself, he says, to see the instinctive deeper anger towards white nationalists and the unstable act. See, I hate when they just use nationalists. White nationalists. Right? So right away, nationalist has a bad connotation. It shouldn't have a bad connotation to it. Because you want America first? Because you want to get our own stuff in order before you help other people? You want to get our stuff in order, feed our own people before we're out feeding other people? Because we want to take care of our vets before we want to take care of refugees? That's all bad stuff? I was going to say about the unstable activists many of us faced over the last 2 years. It's because I know who we are. He says, I know we stand for equality both under the law and in society and for individual value. It was the lack of such clarity from the White House that has left many of us on the right sighing in disappointment or crippling disbelief. Marco, where's your copy of the repeal and replace plan? I'm just curious. I mean, didn't you pound the table for a couple of years? Needed to be replaced? Needed to be repealed? Was Rubio part of the Gang of Eight? Was he one of those guys? Oh. Yeah, I think he was. I don't know. But anyway, you know what? He's got no place to talk. He's not really far from... You know, he wasn't going to run again, remember? He was done. He lied. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break.
Self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. I'm Joe Vecini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have. I love horns. I just think horns are the best thing in the world when it comes to music. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure. You know, again, I'll take stories from you. You're just going to send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And just put a big TRS in the subject line. And what you want me to talk about. That way there I know you're not trying to sell me. You wouldn't believe the stuff people try to sell me. So, anyhow. Yeah, I'm looking at some of this stuff. I think this is amazing. What the left is okay with their people getting away with is amazing. You know what I mean? So some of the comments made by people on the left. Some of the things they say towards our president. Can you imagine if we said one-eighth of the things towards ex-President Obama that they say? Can you imagine what kind of riots there would have been? They would have actually, what kind of riots they would have called for? How's that? Democrat Senator Chappelle Nadal, said, I hope Trump is assassinated. Now, can you imagine? Now, Trump said, remember during the campaign when Trump said, hey, about the email server? Hey, Russians, yo, if you got our information, you should release it. If you know how to get it, you should get it. And they just blasted him, right? Because he was antagonizing them. He was telling them they should do it. He was egging them on. Remember, isn't that what they said? So as we have already seen with one loon left shooter who went and tried to kill a bunch of Republicans at a baseball field, shouldn't Senator Chappelle Nadel be held to that same standard? Should she not be held? Should the Secret Service not check into her? Because isn't she making a call here? I hope Trump is assassinated, wink, wink. Missouri State Senator said it's now deleted, so that makes it okay. And what was deleted? Oh, that she was thinking that Trump should be assassinated. Somebody tweeted back to her, hey, Maria, I wonder what my cousin is thinking now. He's on Trump's Secret Service detail. You have to sign up for 6 years. He did his first four with Obama, has two to go with this idiot. But what I posted earlier, I truly believe will happen sooner, not later. Right? Maria says, no, 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 no. She responded to this guy. I hope Trump is assassinated, too. And she's still walking the streets. So, again, a double standard, triple standard, quadruple standard. What do you think? It's just amazing to me how this constantly happens, and they get away with it. We're supposed to back off. We can't take them seriously. They didn't mean it the way it sounded. It just never stops with these people. And it's always a reason why they can and should, and always a reason why we can't and shouldn't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, here we go. Scaramucci, who suggested Priebus was behind a leak on the, was it Jake Tapper? So he was interviewed about, he was actually, think about this, he was interviewed about interviewing Scaramucci. That's stupid. They really ran out of things to do. But Jake says that former President Obama benefited from the media industry that was supportive of him, but came just shy of identifying misleading information. So he's admitting that there was an issue. Come on, think about that. He's saying, yeah, we were on Obama's side, and we helped him, and we supported him. And the Rolling Stone magazine sat down with the host of The Lead this week to talk about his career, the state of journalism in 2017, his thoughts about covering President Trump after 8 years of Mr. Obama. He said, the journalist said that he was worried about confirmation bias among his peers, along with the industry shift towards ideological coverage. Instead, now this is coming from Jake Tapper. He said he was worried about the shift to ideological coverage instead of fact-based reporting. He's on CNN. He said, I don't think this is a sort of confirmation bias that some media outlets feed, and it does trouble me because I try not to do that. So Mr. Tapper said for an interview published Tuesday, look, there's always going to be a place for ideological and even partisan journalism. That's been true as long as this nation's been around. He said, I think that's great, but I think it's also only great as a supplement to the straight news. He was then asked about criticism he received over his reporting on falsehoods espoused by the Trump administration. He says, where'd it go? Hey, computers. He said, a lot of people on the left didn't like it before. He said, and now they like it. So in other words, it was okay. They didn't like it before when the right was, quote unquote, putting out bad information or misinformation or wrong information or fake news, whatever you want to call it. But he doesn't like it now. He says, I don't want to compare President Obama and President Trump on these issues because they're different. and the scale isn't even remotely the same. He said, but President Obama said things that weren't true. I'm surprised the computer didn't blow up at that point. President Obama said things that weren't true and got away with it, more for a variety of reasons. And one is that the media was much more supportive of him. The Obama White House thought I was self-righteous and a huge pain in the butt. He concluded the interview with an affirmation of hope that something good will come out of this era, despite its highly charged political atmosphere. I don't know how anything good is going to come out of it until we decide that we're Americans first. Until we actually sit down and decide that we're Americans first, it's all a waste of time. We're blowing the whole darn thing up for no reason. At least that's how I feel. Look, I don't think we'd have, again, I've been asked several times this week in several interviews. You know, somebody said to me today, Donald Trump should just resign and get it over with. I'm going, really? What's that going to fix? Then what do we do? Then Mike Pence goes, you hate him too. Because he's not for abortion. Mike Pence is against all the things that you're for. Because this person was a liberal. So you want Trump out, then Pence is going to get him. What are you going to do? You're going to call for his resignation? You're going to try to get him impeached? And then who do you got? Oh, you get Paul Ryan. Good for you. You want to get him impeached too eventually. You want him out, although he's probably more your type. But he sure as heck isn't our type. And then if you don't like him and you get him moved along, come on, you scholars know this. They move through each and every one of the cabinet members. And then what happens? Come on, you're just being stupid about this. What I'd like to see is what somebody wrote, which I think would be hilarious. Can you imagine if they impeached Trump? Mike Pence moves up into that slot. He gives Trump a pardon and nominates him for vice president. Then they appoint him as vice president. Then Pence steps down. Trump moves back into the presidency. Pence comes in under vice president again. That would be great. I would do that all day. Can you see Donald Trump going, I can do this all day. No problem. I would love that. Isn't there some sort of confirmation hearing? Oh, yeah, but they still have 51. So. I know. I get it. But you know, I got to have hope somewhere here. You're not going to give me any hope at all. I'm done. You know what I mean? Thanks. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, what are you doing? I didn't say anything bad. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you. All right, some positive stuff, okay? Because I don't want to leave the whole show on a negative note. Let's get some positive stuff going on here. Trump signed the Forever GI Bill. And here's the 11 things you should know about it, at least a couple things. I might not get through all 11. I might even get through three of them at this rate. So he signed a new law that will bring significant changes to education benefits for service members. The legislation known as the former GI Bill garnered strong bipartisan support in Congress, passing unanimously in both the House and the Senate. Today our commitment is this would have never happened under Obama. Never. The bill would have never made it to the floor because they didn't want the help. They didn't want the Republicans looking good at all. Harry Reid wouldn't let it happen. This legislation, known as the Forever Bill, garnered strong bipartisan support. He says, today our commitment to support and care for the men and women who have served our great nation has been reinforced with the signing of the Harry W. Colmery Veterans Education Assistance Act of 2017. Goes on to say there's no longer an expiration date. Veterans had to use their post-9/11 GI Bill within 15 years or went away. Now that doesn't happen anymore. Purple Heart recipients will get more benefits. I'm trying to go through these quickly, guys. Sorry. More people are eligible for the Yellow Ribbon. The Yellow Ribbon program is a voluntary agreement between schools and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs to split school costs not covered by the GI Bill. So it gives the schools more money to allow more veterans in to train and be taught. There's some extra money and time for STEM degrees. Look these up. Now, we're going to post this on the website. Go read it. You need to see that there are positive things happening. All we think is just two bills that aren't going through. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I'll be here the rest of the week. Hopefully you will, too. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.